This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. With more White House staffers testing positive for the coronavirus, the president's chief of staff is saying we're not going to control the pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Mark Meadows tells CNN it's a contagious virus, just like the flu, and the government is more focused on getting effective therapeutics and vaccines to market. But at a campaign rally in New Hampshire Sunday, President Trump claims
it's ending anyway. We're rounding the turn, but the vaccine will get it down fast.
Joe Biden calls Meadows' statement a candid acknowledgement of President Trump's strategy, which he describes as the white flag of defeat. Campaigning in Detroit, his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, says
over 8.5 million people have contracted this virus and will have unknown long-term health consequences.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Barcelona police patrolled the streets well into the early hours of Monday after about 160 were deployed overnight as a new state of emergency in Spain and curfew came into effect Sunday evening from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Public squares, parks, and beaches were empty except a few who were approached by police. The state of emergency will be, which will need parliamentary approval to last beyond 15 days, requires all regions except Canary Islands to impose a nighttime curfew and limit the number of people allowed to meet to 6 weeks after India fully opened up from a harsh lockdown and began to modestly turn a corner by cutting new infections by nearly half. A Hindu festival season is raising fears that a fresh surge could spoil the hard-won gains. Health experts worry the festivals can set off a whole new cascade of infections. This is VOA News.